Welcome to the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast with Buck Risby, bringing you the latest in evidence-based but often controversial approaches to natural health and wellness with less stress. Plus, healthy advances for slipping into your ideal weight while looking and feeling younger than your years. Sprinkled with surprising stories, expert interviews, and plenty of irreverence for the status quo. If you're ready to take charge of your health and finally feel in control, buckle up and enjoy this next episode of Ultimate Lifespan.
Hey folks, Buck Risby here. Another episode of the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast. This one is entitled Texting Your Way to Better Productivity, Longevity, and Serenity. And it's a subject that is near and dear to my heart. I have been emailing and instant messaging for almost 20 years, emailing longer than that, but definitely messaging using platforms while dating back to SMS back in the 90s to AOL Instant Messenger in the early 2000s. And since then, it's become a multi-channel problem for me. I've got email, iMessage on my iPhone, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp for communication with some of my resources overseas, along with Slack. So at least five different channels that I am messaging across on any given day. And a number of problems arise as a result of my heavy use of messaging. First and foremost, I still have an expectancy of getting an instant response. As much as I know that that's not going to be the case, because they call it instant messenger, we expect an instant response. And it doesn't matter what platform we're talking about, especially if we think that someone might be online. And unfortunately, these platforms do have a tendency of indicating in some cases, for example, with Skype or Slack, when somebody is theoretically available or has not put themselves into do not disturb mode. So that creates a problem because we set our own expectation that someone's going to respond immediately. And when that happens, very often I find myself fantasizing what the heck is going on? Are they not getting back to me right away because maybe they don't respect me, so there's a disrespect issue? Maybe if I'm messaging something and I am not hearing right back from them, I might have what's now called FOMO, or fear of missing out, especially if it's something that I see other people might be involved with and I'm not involved with it. And if I sense that there may be some disrespect involved, I might get angry. And now this is me just waiting for a response, but in many cases, people get a response and I'm just as guilty of this. They misread between the lines. I know we've heard about reading between the lines, but I misread between the lines. I will look at a response and I will try to read the tea leaves as to what the intent, what is being unsaid in this message. And very often I will misread it and that will result in me feeling that I've been disrespected and I become angry. That, obviously, that's a problem. So another issue with all this is quite often, and this happens very often when we're talking about email, is that I will check for communications much more frequently than I should. So frequent checking of, for example, email is scientifically proven to lead to higher levels of cortisol, aka the stress hormone. And the big problem associated with that is that elevated levels of cortisol will lead to weight gain because they cause higher insulin levels, which results in your blood sugar dropping, and then you get an increase in craving for carbs and unhealthy food, right? Snacks. So that's a big problem. But what's interesting is that there's another insidious problem that occurs when we're talking about messaging, and that is the impact on our productivity. A UC Irvine study found that it takes us over 23 minutes to get back on task after every interruption. So if we are constantly checking email, constantly checking Facebook Messenger, or if we have a message, or if we allow a notification to occur on one of those platforms, and unfortunately a lot of us still leave our notifications turned on, that is an interruption. And if we're in the middle of any deep work, an important task that we must get done, right, that takes a large block of time, then we will respond to the notification, but then it'll take us, science shows, over 23 minutes to get back on task. And that it has a tremendously negative impact on our productivity. So what I'm going to share with you today are a set of simple steps that we can all take. I use some of these. There are some that I'm adding to my process so that we can all have better productivity. We can all live longer because our hormones are kept in check, and we will all be less anxious, stress-free, and have more serenity in our lives. Does that sound good? So the first thing that we can all practice is this notion of eliminating the anger as much as possible in every communication that we send out, every reply that we initial email or reply that we issue. Because you never want to message when you're angry. 99 times out of 100, if you message when you're angry, you're going to regret it. You're going to want it back. And that's definitely the case with me. So never message when you're angry. That's number one. That way there are no regrets, right? And we all want to have fewer regrets in our lives. The second thing is you want to make sure that you are, as much as possible, encouraging, empathizing, never commanding in your text communications, whether it's texting or email, especially if you're talking with a peer or a subordinate, especially when you're talking to a subordinate. You want to make sure that you are being encouraging and empathizing. Because if you are using words of, I want to call them imperatives, you're using a command saying, go do this, go do that now. Even if you're in a position to be a superior level than that person, maybe that person works for you, you still don't want to take that tone with that individual. You'll be much more effective in your communications with people when you employ words of encouragement and empathy rather than employing commands. And I find myself using that a lot. I've learned how to use that over the past couple decades, working for others and working with others, and then now, you know, running companies where I have employees. And almost to a person, I find that people that work with me or work for me always have enjoyed that. They've told me that they enjoyed it. And I have many, many folks that, when we're talking about subordinates here, we've had many people that have been with me for over 5, 10 years, something in that range. I'm not patting myself on the back because I will make sometimes this mistake with my wife, with my children, you know, where I have to pull myself back and make sure that I am not giving directives, right? I'm showing words of encouragement, using words of encouragement and empathy. So that takes us to the next step, which is employing as much as possible, and this is dealing with productivity, batching and scheduling. I mentioned that other studies that have shown where frequent checking of emails or messages can lead to higher levels of cortisol, right? Increasing your level of cortisol. And you want to manage that and reduce that as much as possible. So you can batch your emails and other communications and schedule yourself maybe 2 or 3 times a day where you'll be reading and responding, okay? And this avoids the multitasking trap, that trap where you're interrupted when you're in the middle of an important task, and then it takes you 23 minutes to get back on task, right? So none of us multitask very well. We all perform better when we have blocks, large blocks of time to work on important work, deep work, okay? So that batching of 2 or 3 times a day where you're going to read and respond to email, okay, is the perfect way to be more productive and to keep your cortisol levels low. So one way to do that, to be successful at that, is to disable your alerts and notifications on all your messaging platforms. Email, especially, a lot of you may be already doing that, but that includes your text message. That includes your Skype and Slack and Facebook Messenger. Just turn off the notifications and also the visual alerts. We now have these notifications that come up on our browser or on our screen if we're using a laptop computer. Turn off those notifications. I have a feature on right now on my Mac that is the Do Not Disturb feature. And that way I know I'm not going to see a visual alert, because the second a visual alert pops up, my brain is taken off task and it takes me a while to get back focused again. I also have turned on right now my self-control app. I've spoken about that in a previous episode of Ultimate Lifespan podcast. And anytime you can turn on the inability, your inability to go to another website, say Facebook newsfeed, which is definitely a time suck, YouTube as another example, right? You want to turn that on, focus on the task at hand. In my case, I'm recording this podcast. So disabling alerts and notifications, I'm going to add to that, turning on the software that prevents you from going someplace that you should not be. And that leads me to the next step, which is set expectations. Set expectations with yourself and with others. And that is that even though you're using these messaging platforms, and even though some of them have the term instant messenger, you are not going to expect others to respond immediately to your messages, and you yourself should set the expectation that you're not going to respond immediately. If you start to train folks that, look, when you might be in the middle of a phone call, a Zoom call, some deep work, and unless it's truly an emergency and you need to go take care of someone and take them to the hospital, that you will get back to them when you're able to, okay? And people will know that. So set expectations with them, with yourself, and you'll be much happier as a result. And that takes me to my next rule, which is when you do reply, especially when it comes to email. Now, when we're using text messages, Facebook Messenger, things of that nature, we adhere to this anyway. We keep our responses short. Sometimes when I'm dealing with my kids, the responses are way too short. Sometimes just yes or okay. But when we're dealing with colleagues, friends, my spouse, for example, you want to keep your messages and adhere to what I call the 5-sentence rule. Actually, I don't call that. That was shared with me, but I've adhered to that in general with my email communications. And I got to tell you, it gets a better response from the people that I'm messaging, especially when I'm dealing with email. If your messages are much longer than 5 sentences and they're way too long, right? Too long, didn't read, then it's very unlikely that people are going to respond to you in a timely manner. You know, what happens when we get a long, you know, multi-paragraph email in our inbox? We probably look at it and say, ooh, I'm going to do that one later. And they'll move on to the next email that might be shorter and easy to respond to, right? So if you keep your emails short and sweet, keep them 5 sentences or less, make them easy to parse, easy to read, you're much more likely to get a response and move things forward. So I'm going to recommend that you employ that. And that takes me to my last recommendation, and that is to practice positive expectancy when you're dealing with all types of messages, okay? There's a 2019 study that showed people that have positive expectancy enjoy 11 to 15% longer lifespan. You know, let's say the average lifespan is somewhere in the mid-70s to mid-80s, that can add 8 to 12 years to your life just by adding this notion of positive expectancy. If, on the other hand, you're sending out communications via text and you're expecting someone to say no, or you have a negative attitude about what might be coming back at you, that's going to reduce your lifespan, right? It's going to A, set you up at odds with whoever you're communicating with, and B, it's going to reduce your lifespan. It's going to increase your cortisol levels. It's going to increase your weight gain for all those reasons, right? You want to have a positive expectancy and enjoy the end result, which is you're going to live longer. So that's what I had for you today. I hope you enjoy these tips that I've shared with you and that you're able to take advantage of them and that you text your way to better productivity, longevity, and serenity. This is Buck Risby with the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast. I'll see you next time. Bye now.
Thanks for joining us today on Ultimate Lifespan. Head on over to ultimatelifespan.com for full recaps of every show, our controversial but educational blog articles, and to take our ever-popular 30-second health assessment quiz. See you at ultimatelifespan.com.